To Greensboro, North Carolina now, where some Muslims want to be able to take courtroom oaths on the Quran. But a Superior Court judge says state law prohibits the use of any holy text other than the Bible. The debate could set up a legal battle on the constitutional provision against establishing a state religion. From North Carolina Public Radio, Rusty Jacobs reports.
2 years ago, a Muslim woman appeared in Judge Tom Jarrell's courtroom seeking a domestic violence protection order.
I asked her before she testified, as required by all witnesses in court, by law, that she place her left hand on the Bible, raise her right, and be sworn to her truthful testimony. And she stopped me and she says, "Well, Your Honor, I'd like very much to swear on a Quran, if that's possible." I said, "Well, we don't have any Qurans."
So Jarrell, a district court judge in Guilford County, gave the woman the other option under state law. She simply affirmed a pledge to tell the truth. Just a few weeks ago, that same woman came back to the courthouse, this time carrying a stack of Qurans. Saida Mateen and her Muslim congregation want county courts to keep the Qurans on hand for those who prefer to take an oath on the Muslim holy book. The Superior Court's senior judge says that would violate a 228-year-old statute requiring courtroom oaths to be sworn with a hand upon the Holy Scriptures, meaning the Christian Bible. But Saida Mateen says Holy Scriptures should include the Quran.
If it specifically said the Bible, then, okay, it's written, but it does not specifically say the Bible says Holy Scriptures, and there is more than one Holy Scripture.
For his part, Judge Tom Jarrell says he can understand Mateen's position.
The only holy book that could possibly have been contemplated by the folks that drafted that legislation in 1777 was the Holy Bible. Well, don't tell a Muslim, that the Holy Bible is the only holy scripture.
But Jarrell says only the legislature can rewrite laws, not the court. Methodist minister Mark Sills says the Bible Belt has expanded.
Now it's the Bible, Torah, Quran, Kitabikan Belt. We have religions here that perhaps have not been here for a long time, but the people who practice those religions take them just as seriously as Christians do theirs.
Sills runs a Greensboro-based group that promotes interfaith dialogue. He and other religious leaders have voiced their support for reinterpreting the state's oath statute.
It creates a double standard, and the feeling is that a jury hearing a case may think, well, this witness testified on the Bible, and this other one refused to, so I don't know whether that other testimony is as trustworthy as the first.
According to James Drennan, a professor at the University of North Carolina's Institute of Government, Muslim activists would have a hard time arguing that the current statute could mean anything other than the Christian Bible. But Drennan says they could challenge it on a constitutional basis.
If this issue were litigated, it could well involve the use arguments about the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment and whether the state's action in having this particular kind of oath structure establishes a religion in preference to one kind of religion to another.
This week, the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina accused the state's administrative office of the courts of ducking the issue. The ACLU says judges should allow the use of Qurans in oath-taking. A spokesman for the Office of the Courts says it's up to judges to interpret the law. The court's spokesman says any reinterpretation of the law is probably a matter for the state legislature. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs.